Welcome to the Friday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints. It's free this week, but it's not going to be free next week. It's $7 a month. You get 4 extra episodes of Saints Happy Hour podcast where me and Andrew talk for 7 minutes, unless we talk for 20 yesterday like we did for Bridgewater. You see, Andrew, it's like a nickel an episode, really, when you think about it, right?
Love it.
So today we're talking about Mark Ingram, and he's one of the main Saints free agents, just like Bridgewater is. And he's really unique, Andrew. And I want you to tell the people what you told me yesterday while we were chatting about your theory about Sean Payton and whether the Saints will or will not re-sign him.
Well, I think there's a lot of there's kind of two schools of thoughts here. And before I tell you that, I mean, there's a very obvious, you know, and I just want to paint the full picture, you know, kind of like we did with Bridgewater yesterday. But there's kind of two schools of thought. You know, the first is the obvious, that he would return because of how respected he is in the locker room. You know, I think a lot of us are kind of rooting for him to break Deuce's record and be the all-time leader in Saints rushing yards. And so if he came back, he could do that. You know, he's 30, so how much money can he really ask for on an open market? I know the cap is higher, but he's older, so could he really get a contract for that much more than he got last time? And the contract he got last time was pretty reasonable. So, you know, those are all reasons why I think, and Ingram loves the Saints. The Saints love him. You know, it's been a great relationship. So those are all the reasons to keep him, and I think that's why it makes sense that he would come back. You know, a couple X factors. Number one, you can't dismiss the Kurt Coleman factor. So if some team shows up in free agency and he hits free agency and they overspend, the Scott Fujita factor, you know, where he's just like, wow, I'm a 30-year-old running back and this team has tons of cap room and they need a running back and they're throwing all this money at me.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And that was going to be my main point, is they have teams that have – ridiculous amounts of cap. And I'm not talking like 40, 50 million of cap. I'm talking $110 million of cap. I think the Colts have almost 120, if I'm not mistaken. San Francisco, the Raiders, like these teams have so much cap space that fans forget, and sometimes media people even forget, they have to spend to the fucking salary floor of what is the salary floor? Like 90% of the cap, I think.
Yes,
it is, Andrew.
Yes.
If you as a team do not spend to the salary floor at the end of the season, you have to cut a check for the difference between what you didn't spend to the floor and your actual cap. You just have to cut a check to the 53-man roster. So you're spending that money no matter what. And here's the thing. Like, I could see a team like the Colts or even San Francisco or the Raiders who have gobs of cap and being like, dude, we got to spend to the floor. Ingram,
right.
You know what
a great way to spend to the floor is? Overpay for 1 year. You're not committed that much. You know, you're not committed to a long-term deal with a player. It's what the Rams did with Sue this past year. Throw a ton of money at a player where they basically can't refuse because it's so much money, but you're only committing to a year, and that's how you get to the floor of your cap. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the Colts situation is with their cap. I haven't looked at that. But you look at a team like that needs a running back, Ingram could be a good fit there. And if they were like, hey, listen, we'll give you $9 million to play for us for 1 year, and the Saints are like, ooh, yeah, we're not matching that.
Yeah.
You know, we won't pay you that for 2 years, you know. So then our Mark Ingram starts to go, man, I can make $9 million to play this year. So, you know, that's a scenario. There's another very real scenario that I think we have to be honest about. As much as the Saints like Ingram, and as much as Sean Payton likes him, and as much as he's a leader in the locker room, and that's the reality that Sean Payton is constantly reinventing his offense, constantly reinventing his playmakers. I believe that Sean Payton, and we saw this towards the latter part of the season, and not just the Saints, I mean the Rams were slowed down. Even Patrick Mahomes, the great Patrick Mahomes, was slowed down, you know, later in the season. And so you put more tape out there. I think part of it's officiating. You know, the officials start to call games, let guys play a little bit more, and that helps defenses. But I think it's the tape that you put out there. Defenses start to figure out ways to slow down these offenses that have more success earlier in the season. So you catch teams by surprise less. So when you look at Ingram, and, you know, Saints fans might be thinking, well, they only have Kamara and Ingram, and they don't have any backup running backs behind those two, and you know, we're devoid of playmakers. There's just Kamara and Thomas, and then really Ginn and Ingram, you know. There's not much else, and so how could they ever get rid of Ingram, you know, based on, you know, the cover being kind of bare at playmaker. But I just look back at Sean Payton, who never blinked an eye at trading Jimmy Graham, at trading Darren Sproles, at trading Kenny Stills, at trading Brandon Cooks. He was willing to get rid of all those guys when they were in the prime of their careers. You know, a lot of those guys, mm-hmm. they were still very productive players, and Sean Payton was like, yeah, let's trade him. I'm good with that. I just think Sean Payton may say, you know what, like, I love Ingram. In a perfect world, I wouldn't want him back, but he's 30 years old, and I would rather have a new playmaker running back that forces teams to have to learn how to stop my offense all over again. And I think he's very aware of not making things stale.
Yeah, and my one retort to that is, yes, the Saints have shipped people out and they haven't blinked an eye, but we're at a different point now with Drew Brees, where if you ship Ingram out and you're like, you know, not that, look, if he gets a 2-year $15 million contract from the Colts and they guarantee him $12 million, he's gone. The Saints aren't gonna get in a bidding war with Mark Ingram. Either he's coming back at their price or he's not coming back. My one caveat to that, though, is, Andrew, Drew Brees is not in the same place. And if Ingram leaves and the Saints can't replace him, and say whatever they decide to do is a drop off from where Ingram is, it really hurts them, because we're not in the magical era of Drew Brees where he can just take four homeless dudes and a hobo and a truck driver and make it work. Like, he's just not there anymore. He's in that Tom Brady, you need really good players around him, and he can still be great, and he can still do it, and he can still win a Super Bowl. But if the Saints end up where Ingram leaves and they have a giant hole at running back for people not named Kamara, it's a huge fucking problem. We saw it in the first 4 weeks, and it's going to be even worse because Drew Brees is a year older now. So, I mean, I really want Ingram back, just because I think even though he's 30, he only has 100 more carries than Le'Veon Bell, and Le'Veon Bell has played four less years than him. So Mark Ingram hasn't been really that used that much, so I really want him back because I really think he's great. I think he'll age well, and I want to have the moment of him breaking Deuce's record. I want that as a fan. As I get older, Andrew, I enjoy those moments more, like the Drew Brees breaking the record. And all those are moments that kind of stick with you forever besides the wins and the losses. So as a fan, those get more important to me. So I really want that. But I also realize the Saints ain't overpaying to keep him.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at this offense, and Brees aside, you know, the two guys that I think clearly the Saints hung on to a little bit too long. In other words, like, by the end, it was like, man, this guy's just not what he used to be. It's Jarry Evans and Marcus Colston. You know, in the Sean Payton era, mm-hmm. those are the two guys that maybe overstay their welcome and continue to play, you know, well past their previous capabilities.
Fair point to Jarry Evans. He did save the season. They desperately needed his ass when he came back.
Yeah, that's fair. But you know, those two were, you know, obviously towards the end there, they were not quite the players they were. And so, and I think they earned that right based on what they did on the field and what they meant to the franchise. You know, and so, you know, if there's any guy on this team currently besides Brees that I would say deserves to retire as a Saint, deserves to stay with the team even if he starts to decline. And by the way, we've seen no signs of him declining yet. I would say it's Mark Ingram. So, you know, I would be willing to take that risk. Again, I think we have to be prepared for the possibility that there's this thing in the back of Sean Payton's mind that he doesn't want things to go stale, and that he mm-hmm. you know, he wants to reinvent his offense constantly. So that would potentially be a reason that he walks. But you're right. At the end of the day, I don't see any rookie, even if they're loaded with talent, coming in and giving them all the things that Ingram gives them, the pass catching, the blocking, the running in between tackles. I mean, he's a really versatile back, does everything pretty well. Reminds me kind of a plus version of Pierre Thomas, honestly, and that he does everything well.
Yeah, and also, as we wrap this up, I love the Kamara-Ingram comedy duo after wins, and I want that to remain in my life. So the Saints should pay him whatever he wants. I don't care. I want Ingram to stay. I want my comedy, and I want my rushing record next year, Andrew. And if it costs the Saints $5 million a year, I don't care. So,
well, I think it'll be a bad sign if the Saints let him get to free agency. Last time they did, last time he re-signed before free agency officially opened. So, you know, if he's a real priority to the Saints, I think they'll push to get this deal done before he hits.
Yep. All right, that's 7 minutes of Saints, people. It's $7 a month. You should do it. This ends the free preview. Next week you're going to have to pay, but you should. It's $7 a month. That's barely a latte. All right, later.